Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Annual Performance Outcome Report webinar. During the presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Afterwards, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star followed by the one on your telephone. If you need to reach an operator at any time, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded Thursday, January 26, 2017. I would now like to turn the conference over to Adele Barr. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Shanika, and thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Again, I'd like to say hello and welcome to the Annual Performance Outcome Report webinar. During our time together today, we will explore how to successfully complete the Annual Performance Outcome Report, of course, which is also referred to as the APOR, and this would be for the period of January 1st, 2016 through December 31st, 2016. Well, what will happen at the conclusion of this training, you will be able to recognize your responsibilities regarding the APOR, accurately and completely answer each question on the report before submitting it, and also be able to complete the questionnaire using SurveyMonkey. Now, every EN is required to provide information each year to the Ticket Program Manager, also known as TPM, on outcomes it achieved with respect to services it offered beneficiaries. Some information provided in the Annual Performance Outcome Report is used, along with beneficiary satisfaction data, to populate the EN profile. Just in case you're wondering, well, what happens with this data that you provide? Now, completing and returning the APOR to the TPM is mandatory for every EN as per the EN RFQ Part 3, Section 10B. An EN shall provide an APOR in a format prescribed by Social Security to TPM on no less than an annual basis. So completing this will meet that particular requirement. Now, the APOR will be sent out today after this training. You will have 34 days to complete and submit to the TPM by February 28th. Your EN must only submit one APOR. Now, if your APOR is submitted multiple times, only the first submission will be counted. If your EN submits your APOR in error or by mistake, please send an email to ssaenapor@yourtickettowork.com. So the email one more time is ssaenapor@yourtickettowork.com. And you'll do this so that TPM can delete your submission and send a new survey link. The TPM will be sending out mass reminders each Monday until the submission deadline, which is February 28th. Now, if you know that you've completed and submitted the report, please just disregard the weekly emails. It is imperative that your agency's APOR is completed in a timely manner. Failure to do so will constitute a violation of your EN's BPA and could result in the Social Security Administration terminating your contract. Now, after this training, you will receive an email from ssaenapor@yourtickettowork.com. This email will indicate that you need to begin survey, which is the APOR questionnaire. Before clicking Begin Survey, review the questions included in the APOR. The questions will be available in the resource documents under the Information Center. Now, when you first open the APOR, this is the first page that you will see. The intro page includes instructions for completing the APOR. What we'll do is we'll go ahead and review these instructions now. Number one, review the resources for your assistance at yourtickettowork.com. Number two, review the 38 APOR questions. It's highly recommended that you review the APOR questions posted to yourtickettowork.com prior to completing the actual APOR. Number three, you want to prepare your responses. Preparing your responses after your review of the APOR questions and prior to entering the actual APOR questionnaire will allow you to research and gather the data needed to easily answer the questions on the APOR. Number four, complete the APOR. Once you have prepared your responses, enter the APOR questionnaire as provided by the TPM via SurveyMonkey and record your responses. Finally, number five, you will submit your responses. Each EN is allowed to submit one complete response, and please use the frequently asked questions to assist you as you complete the APOR. If you have any questions during the process, please email ssaenapor@yourtickettowork.com, and in the subject line, please write APOR assistance. Now, on the APOR, as I indicated, there are 38 questions, and they're categorized into four different sections. We have a general question section, a staffing question, ticket client-related questions, EN service-related questions. So these are the four sections that you'll find, those different categories on the APOR. Okay, so under general questions, there are 15 questions. These questions seek information relating to ticket requirements for an employment network. In this section, the EN business model is requested. Now, what we found in the past from previous responses is there's some confusion by the term business model and or how to properly respond to this question. So what I'll do is I'll take some time right now and go over the different business models that we have to choose from. There's actually four. We have the traditional EN, a consumer-directed services EN, an employer EN, and an administrative EN. So I'll give you a little bit of information about each one. The traditional EN provides employment services and other support services directly to the ticket holder. Consumer-directed services EN actually reimburses the ticket holder for ticket-related services purchased by the ticket holder. An employer EN is an EN that primarily employs ticket holders for whom it has assigned tickets. And the last option is the administrative EN. This EN serves as the EN of record for a network of service providers who combine their resources to provide services to ticket holders. And now, different from this year or from previous years, is that you're able to select multiple business models. However, please only select the business model or models that are listed in your EN BPA. And in addition to the business model, there are also questions relating to liability insurance, suitability, and the System for Award Management Registration, also known as SAM. Okay, now we go on to the staffing questions. In this section, there are seven questions. These questions seek information relating to the staffing at the EN, the number of staff per ticket, and verification of SSA security awareness training. Now, here in the ticket client-related questions, there are five which seek information regarding the ticket clients that the EN serves. For example, information regarding the number of ticket holders working full-time, average wage and employment training are subjects of some of the questions that you may see here. Okay. And in the EM service-related question section, you have 11 questions. These questions seek information regarding services provided by the EN to the beneficiaries at all EN locations. Now, what you will do is you click the Done button to submit the APR to TPM. But prior to doing that, prior to hitting Done, please ensure that you've printed each individual page to obtain a record of your responses. You can click the Previous button to go back without losing any of your answers. And remember, this needs to be submitted by February 28th to remain in compliance. Now, there's a few resources for you available online that I've mentioned throughout the training. What you want to do is you want to visit the resource documents page under the Information Center to access the APR questions, the FAQs, and today's PowerPoint. And now what we'd like to do is we'd like to go ahead and open up the line for any questions that you may have. Shanika, if you can help us out with that, please.
Yes, sure. At this time, if you would like to register a question, please press star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If your question has been answered and you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. One moment, please, for your first question.
Thank you. Do we have any questions in the chat? Okay. Well, there's nothing like getting some time back from a meeting or a training. I'd like to thank everyone for their participation today.
You do have
and
a question.
Also, okay, let's go for it.
Your first question is from the line of Romaine West.
Hello, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I just have a question about question number 38. In terms of materials in languages other than English, could you be more specific in terms of what you're looking for?
Sure. That's just actually like a different language such as Spanish or German, just the generic.
So you're not, you don't want to know like what materials or documents that we have in other languages. You want to know what the other languages are that we provide?
Yes, that is correct. So you'll just click that option, and then there'll be an area for you to type in the languages that you offer.
Excellent. That's all I needed to know. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your question.
Your next question is from the line of Randall Cook.
Yes, could you just refresh me on how we would receive the APOR, or do we find it on a website?
We're actually going to, after this training, you're going to receive a link that says begin survey.
You'll receive an email from SSAENAPOR@yourtickettowork.com. And when you open the email, you'll see a message, and there's a button that you click that says Begin Survey.
So that hasn't
Thank
gone
you.
Out yet. That will go out after the training. Thank you for the question.
Your next question is from the line of Bertha Street.
Yes, ma'am. I was wondering, the APOR, the questionnaire, the 38 questions, is that the only thing that we need to do? Just a questionnaire, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Cedric Jeffrey.
Yes, thank you. I was under the impression that we already have an APOR. And then I was I was wondering about the timely progress review on 36, question number 36. Is that something that we should be performing regular, the timely progress review?
Hi, Cedric. So
hi.
First, there were two questions. You mentioned that you already have an APOR. Maybe uh-huh. You're remembering last year we completed an APOR as well. So it's that time of year again, and we'll go ahead and complete one for this year, basically for last year's information.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant I have a copy. I have a copy of an APR that was recently sent to me of the questions.
Yes, we emailed the questions using the Gov delivery messaging.
Right.
Are those the same ones? Yes.
Oh, okay. Good. That's the same ones? Okay. And then the second question was for 36.
For TPR, you're asking if you should do those often, regularly?
Yes. Yes.
Well, those depend because all your clients will have different times. It's all dependent on what is presented to you, and usually that's via the portal. So if you go and check there, that's when you'd want to go do that. Just check that periodically to see if there's any beneficiaries that need any reviews from you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Your next question is from the line of Lauren Womack.
Hi. Hello?
Hey, Lauren.
Hi. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. So I just want to triple check. I know I'm being paranoid because we had to fill it out before. We are part of the Louisiana Workforce Commission. We're
okay.
One-stop center, and we're affiliated with the American Job Centers. So we've always had to fill it out in the past, but this year it's different, and we do not have to fill out the APR. That is correct?
Hi, Lauren. Yes, that's correct. You should not have to fill out the APR. If you want to triple, quadruple check, you can always send an email to SFAENAPOR@yourtickettowork.com.
And get, like, a confirmation to just keep
yep,
into my
can.
File. Okay.
Yep, we can certainly confirm that for you.
Okay,
and we don't think you're paranoid, and there's nothing wrong with
okay,
making sure.
Okay, because I was so worried about getting it done, and I was like, oh, this is a huge relief.
It's okay. We respect that. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for your participation in the program.
Okay.
Your next question from the line of John Benes.
Hi. I think my question's already been answered. I was just wondering whether or not workforce ENs need to complete the APOR, and I guess the answer is no.
All right, John. Well, thank you again for your participation.
Thank you.
As a reminder, that is star one to ask a question. Your next question is from the line of Brian Venus.
Well, this is going to be kind of three in a row about the workforce. But I do have kind of a different slant on this. So we, in our state, we have a workforce EN, but three of our regions have reached sustainability. So while the ENs are still located in workforce offices, they are their own stand apart ENs, but they are co-located in the America's Job Center. So I'm not exactly sure if these locations should be doing APORs or would fall underneath the AJC umbrella.
I would say just again to double check, send your DUNS number to the SFAENAPOR@yourtickettowork.com,
okay.
And we'll go ahead and verify all that for you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Your next question is on the line of Alexis Vickers.
Hi. I was wondering where I can access this information, this PowerPoint. I'm on the Your Ticket to Work and under the APOR information and training, and there's no, and today's not up there.
Are you on Blackboard right now, the Collaborate link?
No, I'm with my computer system, I'm not able to access it.
Okay, can you send an email to SFAENAPOR@yourtickettowork.com, and we will send you the link directly to the material.
Okay. What
would that be? It's SFAENAPOR@yourtickettowork.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Sheila Stokel.
Good afternoon. Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Good afternoon. I should always listen to the very first call, like on Tuesdays. I should have listened to that because then I hear a thing. I was told that as far as suitability, that they talked about that the American Job Centers don't have to do suitability either. Were they confusing that with just the APR, or do we still have to do suitability on all of our staff?
We did not discuss that on the Tuesday call.
Okay, I think she just got confused. Yeah. Dang, I was excited.
Sorry.
No
Christmas gift yet. No problem. Thanks, Sheila.
Your next question is from the line of Dan Kusky.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, Dan. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Thank you.
All right. So my question is, I am a brand new employment network. I just got suitability today. And so I was wondering. Hey, thank you. I'm excited about that. So my question is for this, I understand I have to submit this, even though I haven't, worked with anybody yet, but how do I do that? What information can I put in there?
So this year, it's a bit different. If you received your contract award date in calendar year 2016, you do not have to complete the APOR.
Oh, I don't. Okay.
So it sounds like you're in that boat.
Yeah, I believe I got the contract awarded. I can verify in my email here, but I believe that was in 2016.
Yep, and again, if you just want to verify that you do not need to complete the APOR, you can go ahead and send your DUNS number to SSAENAPOR@yourtickettowork.com.
Send the DUNS. And if I was approved to be an employment network in 2016, and that's when my BPA was approved, right? Not my suitability.
Correct.
Then I don't have to do the APOR.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that'll do it.
Thank you, and welcome to the program.
Your next question is from the line of Judy Sanderson.
Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I'm calling, and good. You may have answered this, and I listened in on Tuesday but had a bad connection, so I thought I'd call in again today. Last year, and I think in the other years too, it was possible to start doing the report but not complete it, just don't submit it yet, and then come back to it later to complete it. Is that still going to work? Or do we have to just do it all in one fell swoop and be done with it?
We prefer if you do it all at one time, but you should be able to step away and come back.
Okay, I just want to be sure because I like doing it all in one time too, but once in a while that something comes up and you got to step away.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yep. You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Drake Matthews.
Good afternoon.
Hi, Drake.
Good afternoon. How are you? You said that the questions had already been sent out, I guess so you could prepare for them in advance or prepare all your information before going online to do the actual questionnaire. But I do not see or have not received that email.
Okay, are you in the chat right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to put the link in there, and then you can just click on that, and it will take you to the resource page, and then there will be a document that you can download with the question.
Okay, excellent. I see it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from the line of Mark Marsh.
Good afternoon.
Hi,
I'm
Mark.
Hi. Thank you. I'm calling in regards to question 23, which deals with the average number of months between the start date of services and the ticket holder opinion employment. Does this pertain only to ticket assignments in the year of 2016, in other words, between January 1 and December 31, or do we go back to ticket assigners prior to 2016 that may have acquired employment in 2016?
Yes. If they include employment in 2016, you would use that.
Okay. So if they got employed in 2016, regardless of when their ticket was assigned, even if that ticket was back in the prior year, that gets included in the formula, correct?
Yeah.
Just to be sure. Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much for that.
Your next question is from the line of Lisa. Follow me now.
Is that Lisa Palapiano?
I know
Lisa.
It. Hi, Adele. Well, Happy New Year, everybody. I had a quick question. I have a couple. I pushed the wrong button, and the operator came on the line, and I was hearing a question about suitability, but I did not hear the answer.
Okay, that question was it was a question that someone misunderstood from the first time. Did AJCs have to go through suitability? We didn't discuss that on the first call, but the answer is yes, AJCs still have to go through suitability.
Okay, that's what I thought. I have a question about number four. Number three is, what is your primary business model? And number four is, what is your secondary?
Yeah.
And I don't remember having, I don't think I have a secondary, but what is that?
You don't need to have one. There's the option at the very bottom to say NA. We do not have a secondary business model, but some ENs do have two listed in their BPA.
Oh, I've gotcha. I wasn't aware of that. So they have the option of providing services under two different models.
Yeah.
Okay. I also have a question about the Office of Federal Compliance. This is a fine point, but basically I'm listed under my business name, but we do business as a state brand workforce. So my company name in the ERD directory is different than my upfront name. Is that okay?
I would say yes.
Okay. Perfect.
We haven't had that question come up yet.
Well, I know it's kind of a fine point, but I didn't know if I had to like register it twice in there, and then I don't even know if that would be allowed. So, gotcha.
When you register the DBA as well. So it should link up.
Gotcha. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Cedric Jeffrey.
Yes. First of all, I want to say I think you're doing a great job. I've been listening. This is one of my first conference calls. What am I missing on Tuesdays? I've been hearing people. I've been so busy and tied up. I haven't been able to attend, but now I do have some more time.
Thank you for the compliment, Cedric. What happened is that this is an encore call. We've actually, the same call you've listened to, the same information from today, we presented on Tuesday. So you didn't miss anything.
Oh, okay. thank you.
No worries. Thank you. Thank you for caring.
Okay.
One moment for your next question. Your next question is from the line of Kenesha Humphrey.
Hi. I was wondering, going back to question number 23, what if you had a client who, let's say, for example, they were working for a short time in 2015, but, you know, they stopped working, and then they obtained, you know, other employment of 2016. Would that count?
Yeah.
It would. Okay. Okay. That was my question.
Thank you for the question, Tanisha.
Thank you.
And there are no further questions at this time.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. That was wonderful. Again, thank you for your participation. And a reminder that email from SSAENAPR@yourtickettour.com will be coming out today. And that
you have until February 28th to complete. Thank you again, and have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the webinar for today. We thank you for your participation and ask that you please disconnect your lines. Speakers, please hold.